We're at like 3,200 and some odd residents. When we did the census 10 years ago, it was 3,400 and some odd residents. So we did go down in population. But what they do is they figure up how many people live in each ward based off of the census data. So if a bunch of people would move out of Ward 3 and move into Ward 2, then you'd have to redo your lines of your wards. So it has to equal out within 10%. So when NECOG run the numbers for us, they actually determined that each ward did not change by more than 10%. So we could leave our lines as is without having to change them. Our attorney suggested that we just, for reference, redo the ordinance. That way it's dated that we did it every 10 years, and it's in history that we did look at it, had the public hearing, and did the redistricting process.